Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You can't get more insane and frankly dangerous than these two schools. This one is a Maryland school district, and then the West Virginia University with regards to so-called transgender issues. You won't believe what these schools are doing. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a Maryland school district has now released a 44-minute long video of a training session for employees in the Anne Arundel Public Schools, titled Supporting Transgender Students in School. This is according to the spokesperson for the district, and he is one of these individuals on this video, but certainly this video here is shocking, Matt, because it actually says that the school officials have to allow the boys or girls to use the sleeping facilities of his or her choice. And in fact, he says this, someone might be asking a question, the video says, and here's the question, quote, "So I'm at an overnight field trip and I have students who's biologically a male, identifies as a female, and we've worked with that student and his family, and that student wants to sleep in the dorms or whatever sleeping arrangements are with the females. They don't want to sleep in a room by themselves. They want to sleep with the rest of the females. So what do we do?" Well, Matt, the answer is pretty easy. You tell the boy to sleep in the boy's room.
Really?
But not according to this video.
With the rest of the females. I can think a lot of teenage boys that, this is all subjective anyway, that would be all too happy to pretend to be a girl for a weekend field trip. And, you know, it can change your gender identity, can change from day to day. Well, parents have got to be outraged and infuriated by this. And to make matters worse, the school district says that they will not even disclose that information to the parents. So a boy pretending to be a girl will be bunking alongside with your daughters. And as the father of two daughters, I have to tell you, this just infuriates me vicariously here. I don't live in Maryland, but if I did, I can tell you I'd be down there talking to the superintendent of schools in a heartbeat.
And Matt, the spokesperson, Bob Mosier, to the question on the video that says, "So what do we do?" after giving this illustration. And here it is.
The answer is
they sleep with the females.
Oh.
That's not an easy answer, the person says. It's the right answer.
I don't think
so. And in some cases, it's going to cause issues, you think?
Sexual abuse?
Yeah, because the private information piece doesn't allow you to share that with parents of all the other campers, right? So that's difficult. I mean,
so parents aren't informed.
So in other words, your girl, your daughter,
no,
is going on a, she's part of the band, and they're going on a trip for an away game or for a performance, and they're all going to sleep in a hotel or maybe even in another facility. All the girls are going to be in one place. The boys are going to be in another place. But now there's a boy that's also a part of the band and says, "I don't want to sleep with the boys, and I don't want to sleep by myself in a room by myself. I want to sleep over there with the girls." And so that boy can go sleep with the girls, spend the night with the girls, shower with the girls, use the facilities with the girls, and the girls' parents
won't have any
information that there's
boys
sleeping in their facilities.
Oh my gosh.
And I can tell you, I was in band all through high school, and I went on multiple trips like this, and we would stay in hotels oftentimes, and they would usually put us together two or four guys to a room, depending on how many beds and so forth. So two to a room. Imagine being a young girl and being told, here's your roommate. Last week his name was Bob, but today he's calling himself Bernice. And like Clay Francis Scott, the pervert out in I believe it was Washington State,
right,
who was exposing himself to young girls in a university locker room here. What if this young boy identifies as a lesbian, trapped in a boy's body? And what happens here if the girl has a problem with that? then she is supposedly violating or discriminating against this boy. So the victimized here in this case, someone whose privacy rights are clearly being violated, becomes the bully or the victimizer. It is so upside down, we have completely lost our mind as a nation.
And then you know you're going to see the boys want to be with his girlfriend or something like that. So you've got a whole other can of worms going on there.
You can't then question them.
Yeah.
Because if they say, well, I want to identify as a girl, and they know that this other male band member gets to spend the night with the girls, then there's going to be a number of other guys that want to go spend the night with the girls, right? And so this is going to be just fraught with consequences. And then once they graduate from Maryland, by the way, then they can go to Western Virginia University.
Oh boy, now what?
And they have now told their 29,000 students that they are breaking the federal law of Title IX, which is nonsense. If they don't agree to use the pronouns including he or she, zir, or here, h-i-r.
All these made up.
What?
Like
phony pronouns, this word, silly, it depends upon whether, language that they've created.
Yeah, if someone says, I want to be called Zier, and you use he or she.
Then you're violating federal law?
Yeah.
And they're telling them they have a right. They have the right to do that. Like, what kind of right that from a legal perspective?
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, I hope that some conservative and Christian students there will tell West Virginia University in a very polite and kind way what they can do with this edict that is not rooted in law. Ridiculous. To try to compel speech, they're telling students you have to lie.
I mean, listen to this. Z can be he or she, I guess. Zim, zir, zis, thyself. I mean, this is nuts.
You have to get a 4-year college degree to learn this nonsense.
There's a chart that they give you. It goes from he, she to Z, and then C, E, which is E-Y, or I guess maybe A, I don't know, V, which is V-E, Te, which is T-E-Y, and E. I mean, it's
how do you even
absolutely
know what to say?
Nuts. And
what,
they
I can
also
see what,
say,
oh, you called me Ver, not this. I'm filing a discrimination charge.
Like talking Klingon.
I know, that's what it sounds like.
It says you have the right to be treated according to the gender you identify with. And it goes on to say, you have the right to use the restrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities that are consistent with your gender identity and can't be forced to use separate facilities. You have the right to dress and present yourself in a way that is consistent with your gender identity. I mean, it goes on and on, and then they list all these resources at the end, and they're all pro-homosexual, LGBT organizational websites. It's absolutely
stunning. I hope the students
there
will protest this, will refuse to do this. Let them try to punish these students.
Yeah, let them.
My children are not going to lie to some sexually confused boy in a miniskirt and call him a her. I don't care where they're going. That's a lie. And as Christians, we're taught not to lie. We're not going to lie to somebody just because they're lying to themselves. We're not going to join in on their emperor's new clothes delusion that they can somehow be a man trapped in a woman's body or vice versa. And then this made up Klingonish language that you're talking about with Z and here. The chart, I'm serious. You got to get a 4-year degree just to learn this ridiculous code. It's like pig
Latin.
They
have a guide. It's a guidebook.
Is that the student handbook now or
it's
something?
It's a new guidebook. And here's the way that they recommend that students introduce themselves. So, Holly, if you and I introduced ourselves for the first time, it says, hi, my name is Tu. My pronouns are he and him. What about you?
Sounds like
a
poem.
So you actually say, you have to...
Hi, I'm Mork from Ork. Nanny,
yeah.
Nanny.
You're kind of left speechless.
The thing is, they're serious about it.
This looks like it does look like something from Mork and Mindy, or you know, the Klingon speech. It's like a fantasy, a fairy tale, and unfortunately, this is a school of higher education that is doing this nonsense. It's absolutely. It just takes away your breath. It's hard to even respond to something so ridiculous as this. You know, this is the ultimate abolition of reality. It's the ultimate rebellion against God. It is the deconstruction of the created universe and the world around us, and right and wrong. And anything that stands in its way, it wants to crush. It's illegal if you don't use these pronouns. It's punishable. It's a violation of federal law, they say. So if your religious views won't succumb to this manifestation of twisting of reality, then you're the one that's going to be punished. It is time to stand up and go back to some common sense and reality. Join us at Liberty Council as we continue to defend reality, defend human life, religious freedom, and marriage. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.